With a population of more than 20 million people, Dhaka is a megacity and the economic hub of Bangladesh. The rapidly growing economy has led to a high demand for land, but it comes at a considerable cost to the environment. An estimated 70% of its wetlands have been lost to unplanned development in the past two decades.
Dhaka used to have canals and wetlands all around it. Now they no longer exist. It's all concrete. Many people have moved from rural areas to the city.
Three rivers encircle Dhaka, but they're polluted and the surrounding forests are gradually disappearing as the city limits expand. Environmental experts say in many instances, land grabbers fill up wetlands with waste and sand. Then they get a lease agreement from the government and gradually build commercial and housing projects on it. The process eventually legalizes what starts as something illegal. Urban migration is also increasing as a result of climate change. More people are migrating to Dhaka from low-lying areas, which are prone to flooding as sea levels rise.
I left Bola Island a long time ago. My ancestral farmland and homes got washed away by the sea, so I moved to Dhaka for work.
One study suggests 2,000 people move here every day. Authorities say there is a shortage of adequate housing, infrastructure and water and waste management systems, which is increasing the spread of diseases.
Yes, land grabbing is a problem, and the canals and river are narrowing and losing their depth due to the dumping of pollution, with causes flooding. The government has taken the initiative to fight against land grabbers and those who occupy parks and other green spaces.
Urban planners say development projects need to be regulated if the government wants to reclaim wetlands and expand sustainably.
There are laws and a plan for the development of the city, but these are hardly implemented or enforced by the city development authorities, district administration, or law enforcement agencies.
The UN says Dhaka could become the world's fourth most populous megacity by 2030, but few believe it's prepared to handle this growth. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.